Okay, Mike Markovich is with us. He's an RN at the emergency room at OSF and also is a volunteer EMS search and rescue volunteer. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jack.
Good. Thank you. Well, this kind of weather, you know, we get cold weather in the UP a lot, and a lot of us who live up here, we think, yeah, we can handle anything. But describe this cold. We're talking about wind chills to 50 below in the next few days. Just how dangerous this is medically.
Right, it is dangerous. Any full skin can freeze in a matter of minutes in this kind of cold. We'd always recommend that you put multiple layers on and certainly keep all exposed skin covered.
So what happens then? Let's say you're out there, and I mean, do you even realize that you're in some real trouble there? I mean, you feel cold, but what happens?
Well, a lot of times as people get deeper and deeper into hypothermia, they aren't able to process information as well as they were before. They get to the point where their decision-making is really non-existent, and they aren't able to protect themselves or to save themselves.
How long can it take? And where do we go from, you know, frostbite, you know, or just being cold to frostbite to hypothermia?
Well, you know, frostbite is a localized reaction that happens somewhere on the body. Hypothermia is a generalized state where the entire body will decrease in temperature. There's different levels of hypothermia, mild, moderate to severe, and then, of course, proceeding to death after that. So as you get deeper and deeper, the body systems start to fail. At first, you just kind of become less coordinated. Your speech becomes a little slurred. And then as you get deeper into hypothermia, you're going to be stumbling. Your muscle coordination is going to be getting worse and worse. And then finally, at the severe stage, all the body systems really crumble down to nothing.
So what kind of treatment do you do if somebody comes in, maybe got stuck out there, didn't have a, you know, in their car or something, and, you know, you may be the first to see someone in that situation that's the car's in a ditch, you know, and they run out of fuel or whatever?
That's right. Well, if it's a person that has been in the water, we, of course, will remove all wet clothes. Anytime they are in cold clothes, we'll get all that stuff off. We'll get them in a warm environment, keep the room extremely warm. And then there's a series of steps we take to rewarm the body. And we do that slowly as to not return any of that super chilled blood that's out in the extremities back to the back into circulation.
All right. So what advice do you have for people with this other than, you know, stay home, of course. But, it's, you know, it's going to be, you know, 10, 15 below, 20 below and the wind chill 40, 50 below. You know, what advice do you have for people who do have to go out?
Well, if you do have to travel, make sure that you're well prepared. Keep an emergency survival kit in your vehicle just in case you do break down. And first and foremost, make sure somebody knows where you're going, knows when you're leaving, knows when you get there, and best to travel with somebody else as well. And again, making sure that all exposed skin is covered.
Okay, Mike Markovich is with OSF. Tells us about hypothermia and frostbite in this nasty weather that we're getting here. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you very much.